All right. It is time once again for one of my favorite programs here on Legends 100.3. Because you know me, I'm always somebody who loves to be inspired. And I like to see people that are out there doing the right thing, because we could certainly use more of that. And that's what this program is all about. It's Life as She Knew It with Lisa. And it's all about my friend Lisa Sliney. Well, sort of. It's about what inspired Lisa to start bringing inspiring people together to do great things in the world. And I guess that sentence has a lot of words in it, but I think they're all pretty important words.
It's very true, because I truly believe in practicing random acts of kindness and unconditional good. So each day I make sure to do that. I also make sure to give a compliment and always be able to help someone when they don't expect it. And that together makes my entire day worthwhile.
I think you literally did all of those things before we went on the air and talking to me. I'm glad you like my jacket.
I do like your jacket. It's a light pink.
It is. So Lisa, just for the benefit of anyone who may just be tuning in.
So the brief overview is very simply put. 2 years ago, it was date night on a Friday night, getting ready to go downstairs, watch a movie with my husband, eat popcorn that I pop by the air so I don't have all that oil. And I found him on the floor, and I knew he had a stroke. I'm a long-term care nursing home administrator, specialist, and I could tell the signs. And from that moment on, my head just swirled very quickly. I needed to make sure the little bit of blood that I did see, hoping it was little, was not from his head. Positioned him properly, made sure his hips weren't broken, his legs weren't broken, and then immediately called EMS, 911. So as much as you want to help the person, you might be sitting there looking at the person you dearly love, realizing in your head everything has changed, what's going to happen, make sure to have your phone nearby and be able to dial 911. That's most critical. They were literally 1,000 feet from our home. They were there right away. They took him out, took him to the hospital. And that same evening, I had an event to go to. So I needed to make sure that he was stable. What was being told to me was truth. All the tests were made. It was 2 a.m. when I got the results. And he was on the floor a little over 3 hours and therefore couldn't get the drug that could help him quicker than what has taken place.
Right.
And at 3 o'clock a.m., I left the hospital. Closed eyes for about 45 minutes, my head still swirling, got dressed, attended the event that I needed to attend for the evening, came back to the hospital, and life changed. With that being said, all the things that we've gone through, we now went and had our first date night.
I love it. I'm waiting for this update.
The update is we made it through the entire night. He did not fall asleep. He got the popcorn. He's able to move, talk, eat, swallow, and move the right extremities, which was paralyzed 2 years ago.
Wow.
Now to the point where he is on a walker and his legs are still a little slower, but he's progressing each and every day. And our guests that we had on before from Big Dog Ranch were fabulous, because little Mara, the dog that we saved from the Puerto Rican hurricane, mm-hmm. is his new best friend. I kind of have been replaced by Mara. And now we're here and we have date nights going back and forth. And so for this week, I wanted to share some new information about someone very special to my heart. And Mike, you will introduce him and what his mission is from his heart.
It's a very powerful thing. And this is really, I love this, because you've taken that adversity. And by the way, it's fantastic to hear that story about the date and that progress. I mean, that makes my day. But Lisa makes my day anyway, because she took that experience that was so, I mean, heartbreaking and devastating, and made everything into a positive. Now she pays it forward, and she brings incredible people together, incredible people who are also paying it forward and making big positive changes. And I love it, because you can practically see the light that comes into this room when we all get together. And the gentleman that is with us this morning is Wayne Kanner. Now, Wayne is the executive publisher at Best Version Media. Now, he's got a venture that I really think the benefits of this, the positive aspects of this, the way that this helps particularly young people moving forward in life in general is so necessary. It's really wonderful. It's called Palm Beach North Sports. It's a brand new magazine, and I'm very excited to talk with Wayne about it. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Oh, wow. I heard that voice. My replacement is clearly already here. But Wayne, it's really great to meet you. And let's talk a little bit about what Palm Beach North Sports is and how it came about, because I love what you're doing with this. These are life skills that people really need to learn.
Sure. So we have been in business for over 10 years, okay. Best Virgin Media, and we have community magazines across the country, about 900 plus. And they came to me about a year and a half ago and said, hey, you know, we'd like to diversify and do a publication on sports in addition to the residential type publications.
Right.
And when they came to me with that, I said, I'm in. And the reason I'm in is sports is who I am. It was a big part of my success within General Electric. But it also is a way to bring kids back to the basics of life. And
Amen.
So our tagline is sports in life.
Sports in life. And I got to tell you, that's such a key thing, because if you look at the lessons that sports, organized sports in particular, teach to kids, the real life lessons, they're ones that have often seemed to have fallen by the wayside in the age of just incredible, you know, instant gratification and certain areas of social media. There are a lot of very important lessons that a lot of kids just don't get anymore. Let's talk a little bit about what those lessons are, in your opinion, Wayne.
Absolutely. So the list is endless, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it goes from teamwork.
Yep.
It goes to competitiveness.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to dedication. It goes to hard work. It goes to, you know, just competing and making sure that you're the best you can be. And I think that sports, regardless of what the sport, individual team sports, really brings out the best of people in terms of how they apply that to their later in life in business, later in life in family, later in life in any relationships that they might have.
That's an excellent point. I want you to write this website down, because there's a place you can learn a lot more about Palm Beach North Sports. It is palmbeachneighbors.com. Once again, PalmBeachNeighbors.com. Very easy to remember. And you can find out more about Palm Beach North Sports that way. You can also call 407-697-8735. 407-697-8735. And learn more about this magazine and also the ways that you can help, by the way, which we're going to get into. But, you know, you went down that list there, Wayne, of benefits, of life lessons and life skills that are learned. And as I was going through competitiveness, hard work, the value of practice, sticking to it, there's so much there. And you can take that skill set and say, okay, that's also what you need to do to be successful in business. That's what you need to do and understand in order to be a successful homeowner. That's something you need to do and understand to have good relationships with your family. Those are life lessons that apply to every single area. And that's obviously really important to you. Why is that?
Well, obviously, I'm on the second nine of life, as they say. And it's all about looking back and reflecting in terms of what helped me get through some tough times. And sports is obviously a big part of that. But also, it's a chance for me to give back to these kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, coming out of a 12-month pandemic, so to just go back a minute in terms of how we got here.
Sure.
We were going to launch this in February 2020.
Oh, wow.
And we all know the end of the story.
Yes, we do.
We shut it down. We said, listen, we're not going to go there right now. Let's just cool our jets for a year. And lo and behold, in March 2021, the first edition of Palm Beach North Sports came out of the ground. So it is about giving these kids that have been in isolation and seclusion and, quite frankly, away from their friends for over a year.
A year, yeah.
And giving them some recognition and visibility to the good work and the hard work that they've put into their dreams.
I think another great part, and I'm glad you mentioned that, is that typically when you think about who's on the cover of magazines, you know, you've got international sports stars, you've got the major franchises, all the teams we all know. And that's great, right? I mean, it's wonderful to be able to look at something and say, that's inspiring, maybe someday I can. But you know, the younger people that are on their way toward those dreams, this feels to me like it's a way to recognize that. And obviously that is going to mean a lot to them. It gives people something very realistic to shoot for. How would someone get involved in being in this? If there's someone who's a local sports player that someone believes deserve recognition, what are the criteria? How does someone get in it?
Great question. And thanks for asking that. It's as easy as logging on to the site www.palmbeachneighbors.com.
Okay.
But I think a lot of folks, at least in the past year that I've met with on this initiative, have said, oh, I'm not good enough, or, you know, you probably want somebody better. That is completely not the case.
Right.
We want an 8-year-old soccer player. We want a 12-year-old golfer.
Sure.
We want the individuals. We want the teams. We want the coaches. So it really is the mosaic of our community. And quite frankly, sports is synonymous with Palm Beach County.
Let's be honest. It is. You're so right about that.
So we need to, this is a great way to showcase our community and the fabric of that community. So I envision these covers basically looking back saying it's a mosaic of all the sports, all the ages, all the, you know, both genders, and looking at this as a wide open field.
Gotcha.
Wayne, one of the things I loved about when I met you was the fact that you were passionate about having this project launched and that you felt that this would help the youngsters be able to have better leadership skills. Can you explain that?
Sure. I think that comes in a couple different versions. The first is when a player recognizes that, you know what, there's something that I'm doing to help my team or my school or my community. Just writing the article, I have found, is actually a lesson in leadership. Secondly, I grew up in the scouting world. I happen to be an Eagle Scout, but one of the big lessons was as a 12-year-old actually picking up the phone and calling somebody as an adult and having a conversation with them about what I do.
Sure.
And last but not least, which is something I think Lisa and I have talked a lot about, is besides the cover, there are actually seasoned professionals, both current and retired, that are featured in the magazine as a sports spotlight,
right,
that talks about what sports meant to them. So while they're not the feature on the cover, their content, their stories, their lessons learned are a piece of the lesson.
And I'm going to mention something here that I don't often mention, was someone sort of correcting me. And it happened right before we went on the air. I looked at the cover of the May issue, and I was looking at the young man on the cover, and I said, see, that's the thing. This could be the next generation of sports superstars. And Lisa Sliney said, the next generation of leaders. I said, wow, you're so right about that, Lisa, because that is the scope of it. That's those skills, and now getting that recognition, being inspired by that and those life skills that it teaches, that does create the next generation of leaders. It creates the next generation of people with a strong work ethic, the ones who are willing to look for a different way to do things than what we are currently being kind of fed. And it's very important.
And not just be glued to the computer or their handheld devices.
Right.
And letting them understand in this day and age, while technology is very important, it's most important to be able to have it put down, look someone in the eye, and be able to speak with them. Share with them. Who are you? What are your goals? What do you want to do? What would you like to leave as a blueprint for you in this lifetime? How do you want to help make a life, a day better for not only you, but someone else.
Yeah, learn more about this. I mean, I love the whole idea of it. PalmBeachNeighbors.com. PalmBeachNeighbors.com or call 407-697-8735. I'm glad you brought up the handhelds, the electronics, the social media aspect of this because, you know, there's one thing where, you know, you sit, play a multiplayer video game that is not even in, well, almost a bad, wow, it is a pun, and I'm just going to run with it. That's not even in the same ballpark as actually being on a team, working on things that require legitimate coordination, real communication, an honest understanding of working with someone in real time. And if that prepares you for the workplace, that prepares you for family life. These things all come together. It's being in the world instead of experiencing it 4 or 5 steps removed as so many of us tend to do, younger people in particular, when it comes to electronics and social media these days?
I wanted to share with the listeners out there, while people that do know me don't believe this, but I was very, very, very shy, meaning I did not want to get in front of somebody to speak with them. Mm-hmm. I would hold my mother's hand. I would have pushed my mom in front, let her do the talking, and I would be behind. I want to help people understand, doesn't matter how old you are, that you do have a voice. Your voice counts. You should be heard. And you should be able to go up and shake hands and speak with someone. Obviously, now we're coming out of our pandemic.
Sure.
We all have to do things differently. But nonetheless, this last year was truly traumatic for many people that could not get through it the way most people have.
Right.
And we need to be respectful of that and allow their voices to be heard as well. And sports is a way to do that.
Yeah. I would also add that, you know, besides the leadership skills, coming out of the pandemic, physical fitness is a big deal.
Wow. People joked about COVID weight, but it's a serious, legitimate issue.
And so even if you're just kicking a ball around or throwing a ball or swimming or aerobics, walking, the interaction outdoors.
Yes.
And there are certainly indoor facilities as well.
Sure.
I've been told it's an aggregator for people to come back out of this pandemic.
You know what?
Together.
I couldn't agree more with you on that. And I was thinking back, like when I was a kid, had this happened when I was young, going outside to play kickball again, or kick the can, or what I call reverse hide and seek now, we would have been like chomping at the bit for a year to do it. The excitement that we would have had. And then we would have thrown ourselves into it to the point that we would have lost that COVID weight in a matter of weeks, I think.
Right.
Wow, that's a really great point, Wayne. This is necessary now more than it's been in, well, probably a generation. The website, again, is palmbeachneighbors.com. Palmbeachneighbors.com. Another thing, and we were chatting about this briefly. I'm looking at this again, and I'm looking at the young man on the cover here. And he's someone that plays varsity baseball at William T. Dwyer High School, okay? His name's Cody Damon, all right? Which is a great name to have, Cody Damon. This is local. This is grassroots. These are things that are in our backyard. And I think that's an important aspect of this, Wayne. This is local people, local sponsors, local business people coming together to make this possible.
And I think that plus the fact that it's a community-based sports magazine, mm-hmm. but also that it's all the teams, high school, Palm Beach Gardens Athletic Association, I-9, colleges. A funny side story that we did a couple pilots across the country last year in Texas and California, and the kids thought that they were on Sports Illustrated.
Right?
I mean, they literally lit up. And I've got some information back and feedback from the first three editions that the kids that have been on the covers have had their principals ask them for autographs, have had their teams, ask them to sign their copy. So it really is a feel-good piece.
It is.
Again, not focusing on the pandemic, but coming out of that is like, we need a big jolt of that.
We need all the good news we can get.
Yes.
And this is a big piece of it. And another wonderful part about this is that this is funded through sponsorships. This is funded through businesses primarily coming together to make this happen. Let's talk about that and then how people can get their hands on this, because I love it.
Sure. So the magazine in print is delivered to the community free of charge to the residents.
Okay.
The premise is that the businesses that want to contribute but also have a message in their own right with regards to branding, with regards to market development, and there are a ton of businesses moving to Palm Beach County.
Yes.
I'm very blessed.
Yes.
That want to get the word out of what they do, or they're just starting their business, post-pandemic. So it's a great opportunity for them to share their message, build their brand. We have what we call expert contributors, which are really businesses that write four times a year.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's really a community sponsor-based driven project. And I've seen tremendous response and results to date, and we're just hoping for more to come forward.
And you have an online edition as well, correct?
Yeah. So if you want to go on, certainly the PalmBeachNeighbors.com is the digital edition.
Okay.
And you can sign up to be a subscriber to that, but also contribute content, contribute to stories, and contribute sponsorships.
Wow. So, I mean, this is really something you, listening to this, can get involved in. If you've always dreamed of writing for a publication like this, if you've got a passion for sports and you'd like to contribute in that way, what a great way to do it. And I can tell you, as far as Best Version Media goes, I've worked with them, and I actually had written some content for them before. And it was a wonderful experience to have. Visit PalmBeachNeighbors.com to learn more about it, about getting that digital edition, about ways that you can contribute to the content and so on. But the sponsorship aspect, I think, is very important as well. And if someone does want to be a sponsor, because this is funded by the sponsors, they can do that through PalmBeachNeighbors.com. What's that process all about, Wayne?
So it boils down to whether you want to write or just sponsor.
Okay.
And we'll take sponsors all day long.
Sure.
We also are looking for those that want to take the next step and say, I want to write.
Okay.
And I want to contribute content. So just contact me.
Okay.
Either email, phone number, and or the website, and we'd be happy to reach out and see what your business needs are.
I love how all of this comes together. And it certainly, it fits in so beautifully toward the concept like life as she knew it with Lisa, where Lisa has taken her entire life and shifted that philosophy to how can I make the world around me a better place. And what you've done, Wayne, is enjoying the fruits of your labors after all the work that you had done. You look at what inspired you. You look at what made so much of your success possible. I said, what are the lessons? How can I give this back in the hopes that other people, particularly younger people, can be inspired and follow in those footsteps?
It's also in line with Lisa's story about coming out of a pandemic and turning a bad situation into a positive one for
You're
kids
right.
and parents.
Silver linings. It's really what it's all about.
Yeah. Also, Wayne has a sport that he would like to share that he did.
Oh, I'd like to hear about this.
Well, I was a swimmer growing up.
Okay.
And swam through college. NCAA championships, and that, again, is part of who I am today. But again, it doesn't matter whether it's swimming or any of the other sports in the community. We're gonna feature all of them.
That experience, that it's so funny because this is something that it almost gets in the way of me talking because I get so happy to hear it, and not many things, Lisa, get in the way of me talking. As
I know.
Swimming, you know, the lessons, the practice, the understanding of techniques, the not ever giving up, that's a recipe for success in every single area of life. And there are people that don't really understand that about sports. They see them as, well, this kid is going to be, the rich kids are going to get this, and this is going to happen with this, and I don't. No, these are all very healthy life lessons to learn.
Yep.
They're lessons everyone has to learn at some point. And in this aspect where you can learn and get better at something and take pride in getting better at something,
yep,
those are such necessary skills.
As well as being recognized in your own hometown, in your own community, with having the community respect and honor you for being there.
That's a really good point.
Now, taking the swimming to the next step.
Do it.
You know, it would be easy for me not only to focus on the professionals, but the major five sports.
Sure.
When you think of Palm Beach, you go into fishing, you go into biking, you go into running. You go into a lot of sports that are not mainstream.
Right.
So I just want you to know that it's all of them.
Everything is covered there. There are so many ways you can learn more about it. Find out how you can help. I mean, if you would like to submit your child to be in it, or there's any kind of a story involved with it, if you'd like to sponsor, if you would just like to know what's going on out there and how this is helping to educate, to help pay it forward, to make sure that these skills are passed forward, that these future leaders get the experiences they need now. And, you know, make no mistake, these are things that affect our local community and create future leaders in our local community. Visit PalmBeachNeighbors.com. palmbeachneighbors.com, or call 407-697-8735, 407-697-8735.
I just wanted to share a very funny story.
Share.
Because Wayne just brought up fishing.
Okay.
So I was doing a trade show years ago, and I was in Seattle. And in Seattle, they had a hotel that was on the water. So they gave you a fishing rod. You'd go into your hotel room, hang it out the window, and you would fish. And then whatever you caught, they would cook it for you that night. Hilarious. Well, I ordered a shrimp cocktail to my room. I put the shrimp cocktail on my hook of my rod, and I didn't get any fish. Oh. Now I understand you can't do that. It's not supposed to be cooked.
Yeah, I would imagine that might be a bit off-putting to your typical Seattle.
It did, and everybody else around me got a fish. So I felt awful, but that taught me a lesson.
Well, you could console yourself in a shrimp cocktail, though.
There you go.
It all works out. Wayne Kanner, executive publisher of Best Version Media, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
And Lisa Sliney, my dear friend, thank you for all that you do to keep paying it forward and bringing wonderful people together, making a difference in this community, and helping to spread that light. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for what you do each and every day. Amazing.
Thank you. Well, I love it all. This has been Life as She Knew It with Lisa here on Legends 100.3. Mike McGann with you. Stick around. Lots more legendary programming on the way.